The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William Is Bill. We are back with the final episode of the season. And of course, how else could we end the season with every team playing tonight? That's right, 15 game recap, an eventful night of basketball, triple doubles everywhere, rookies everywhere, veterans resting. Now playing as well, but what a great night of basketball, and I know you can't wait to hear about it. We are the Box Score Breakdown, presented to you by FanDuel. Make sure you check us out on Ethos Fantasy NBA, at Sports Ethos, the website, all that good stuff. So without further ado, like I said, 15 game recap. I don't remember the last time every team in the NBA played, and no one is playing on Saturday, so we're going to get it all out today. Let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. All right, first game, the Pistons blew out the Hornets. Even though LaMelo was showing off a little bit tonight, 118 to 100. Tobias Harris with 8 and 6. Duncan Robinson, 19 points and a steal. He hit 3 three-pointers. Jalen Duren, 20 and 9 with 4 assists. No blocks, surprisingly, but it was a blowout. Cade Cunningham, only 14 points in 28 minutes. He did have 7 assists, a steal and a block. And you got to know that he is not 100%, maybe on a little bit of cruise control. You know, they're trying to just get to the playoffs with a healthy Cade. So, you know, don't be too alarmed by this game by Cade. He's ramping up for the playoffs. Ausar Thompson, 12, 5, and 6 with 3 steals and a block. You love those steals. That's what he's out there for, mainly defense, rebounding, steals, blocks. Off the bench, Ron Holland, a nice productive game with 13 points, 5 boards, and a steal. No one else really too productive off the bench. Even Isaiah Stewart only had 5 points. He did have 2 blocks, though. For the Hornets, let's see why they lost. Miles Bridges, 10 points, 8 boards, 2 blocks. I mean, we want more points than that from Miles Bridges. He should be getting 16 to 20 per game. So 10 points, that's not good. Musa Diabate, 8 and 6, pedestrian, but he did have 2 blocks. Brandon Miller, solid. He had a really nice dunk of the night. 22 points, 4 steals. You love that. LaMelo Ball, 27 points, 8 assists, 5 boards, 2 steals, and a block. Only 7 for 20 from the field, though. So if those shots were a little more efficient, they might would have been in a closer game. So that's almost 30%. That's not good. Conca Nipple, another down game. He's trending down toward these last 2-3 weeks of the season. We know Cooper Flagg is trending up. But Con had 10 points, 4 boards, and that was about it. So 4 for 12 from the field, 33% for him. So the field goal percentage is the main factor in why they lost. And no one on the bench was productive other than Kobe White with 11 points and 2 rebounds. So they played everyone on the bench too. But it was a rough game for the Hornets, and they're fighting for a play-in right now. We'll see how that goes. For the next game, the Miami Heat blew out the Washington Wizards, as you would expect. Andrew Wiggins, 11 points, 5 assists, and a steal. Simon Fontecchio, back in the lineup, starting, 24 points, 4 boards, and a steal. Bam Adebayo, 20 and 11, with 8 assists, a steal, and a block. And, you know, it's crazy how Bam had that 83-point game because it's surrounded by lower scoring games. It's not like 40, 40, 30, 50, 40, 30, 20. It's just like he's getting between 14 and 22 points every other game since and before the 83-point game. So that just was so crazy. And I think that was against the Wizards too. And then this one, he only had 20. But that's the NBA. Khalil Ware, 12 points, 8 boards, 3 assists. And that's nice to see him start with Bam, but he's still not going to be his full capable self as long as Bam is there. Kasper Jakaciunas, 16 points, 5 boards, 2 steals, and the start. Love to see that. He was their first round pick. And so they've been playing other guys that are not as valuable as him. So it's good to see him have some faith in him and play him tonight. Keshawn Johnson, the dunk contest champion, 10 points, 2 steals. Jaime Jaquez with 23 points, 8 assists, 4 boards. Really good game right there from Jaime Jaquez. And there was no Norman Powell, no Tyler Hero, no Davion Mitchell. These are all things you cannot predict, but they worked out in Jaime's favor. Pella Larsen, off the bench, he had been starting. For some reason, they started Fontecchio and Kasperis tonight, who both played incredible. So it was the right decision, I guess. But Pelé played amazing as well. 24 points, 6 assists, and a steal. And we just can't wait to end this season, honestly, because of the lineups. The lineups are very frustrating. For the Wizards, Anthony Gill, 10 points and a steal. Leaky Black, 8 points, 2 steals. Neither one of them should be starting, but it is what it is. Julian Reese had a down game tonight for himself. 10 points, 6 boards, 2 steals, and a block. And that's just because of the bar he set playing so well and effective. But really, it wasn't that bad because he was pretty much 50% from the field. Had 2 steals and a block. You just want him to get the ball more and shoot more. Honestly, that's how good he's been. Bob Carrington, he's the one that went off tonight with 30 points, 4 assists, and a steal. Bilal Coulibaly right behind him with 25, 5, and 5 with a steal and a block. And that's the thing with these two guys. Neither one of them have been able to play anything like this in a consistent basis. This is like a 1 out of every 15 games. This is how inconsistent they are. So if you can do this against a solid team in Miami, you got to be able to do something similar to this every night. And hopefully that'll come with time and maybe this offseason next year, Bilal and Bub will be much more consistent. But it's been a rough year for both of those guys who have had big time expectations because of what they've shown. And they just dropped off the map this year. But great to see it. But I mean, it's a little too late right now. Off the bench, Will Riley, who had been starting, been the brightest spot on this team on the bench tonight, but he did play 28 minutes, but that is very weird. He did not start. 16 points, 3 boards, and a steal. And like I said, the lineups, man. Sharif Cooper was in double figures, 11 points, 7 assists, and a steal. That is great to see. He's a guy that was out of the league for multiple years, and he's back, and he's just had a solid season with the Wizards. We don't know if he will be back on the Wizards next year. They're getting a lot of guys back from injury, but it's been good to see. Jameer Watkins, the steel merchant, had 5 boards and 2 steals. Are you guys excited? Season's almost over. The playoffs are almost here. Sports ethos, we are, but we'll still have you covered. Next game, the Hawks blew out the Cavs. A night of blowouts. 124 to 102. Evan Mobley, only 10 points, 6 boards. Nothing else, really. He had 1 block, and you see why they lost. And this was a game that was very important, especially for the Hawks and the Hornets, because they're fighting for play-in type of situations and who's going to play who. It didn't really matter to the Cavs that much, but good for the Hawks. James Harden with 20 points, 5 assists. Max Strus, 23 minutes, only 2 points and 4 boards. Horrible game. 1 for 9 from the field. He killed you. If you were in the championship this week and you streamed in Max Strus, you might have lost field goal percentages because of this. Terrible. And he's shown bright spots. That was just an off night. Jalen Tyson back in the lineup. He's been injured for the longest. Back and starting with 15 points, 4 boards, 3 steals, 2 blocks. That's what we want to see. It was kind of a worrying type of situation because Keon Ellis was starting, playing more than him. So it's good to see Jalen Tyson back in the starting lineup. Speaking of Keon, he only had 2 points in 19 minutes, so he did nothing. Tyrese Proctor did have a nice 15.4 assist game, but remember, it was a blowout. For the Hawks, Onyeka Okongwu, it was a lot of talk about how Evan Mobley was dominant last time they played, so he should be able to do that again. Evan Mobley only had 10, but Onyeka only had two points in 27 minutes, 5 rebounds, and 1 steal. That is a horrible game. I guess he did well on defense, but he did nothing on offense. Jalen Johnson, 18-9 with 2 assists, and those numbers are slowly trickling down. He needs more shot attempts. CJ McCollum should not be getting the most shot attempts on his team. But it worked tonight, but I think they're going to have to keep that in mind. CJ McCollum with 16 attempts, Jalen Johnson with 12. Jalen Johnson wasn't even second. He was tied for the third most of field goal attempts on the team. That is not good. Speaking of CJ McCollum, 29 points. He balled out, so you can't say anything tonight. He was on fire. 4 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals. Main factor in why they won. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 18 points, 2 steals and a block. Dyson Daniels with a triple-double. One of many tonight. 13, 10, and 12 with 2 steals. Love that all-around production. Jonathan Kuminga, 12 shot attempts to tie Jalen Johnson in that area. But he did have 15 points, 5 boards, and 2 steals. I want to see Kuminga win. We'll see what happens in the playoffs. Another blowout. The Celtics defeated the Pelicans 144-118. For New Orleans, Kevon Looney, 0 points in 25 minutes. I would have to think this is going to be his last year in the league, honestly. Like, his name carries weight because he was with the Warriors, but he's not been productive in a long time. But he did have 6 boards and a steal, but I mean, 0 points in 25 minutes. What are we doing here? Derek Queen had a game of his life. 25 points, 11 boards, 4 assists, a steal, and 3 blocks. He's the guy that should have been playing this whole time anyway. They've been trying to play DeAndre Jordan, this guy, that guy, he's missing. The other foreign guy, I mean, it's just, they've been trying to play everyone but Derrick Queen and Jeremiah Fears. And let me tell you, the two rookies balled out tonight. Like I said, 25 and 11 with 3 blocks for Derrick Queen. Jeremiah Fears, 36 points, 6 assists, 3 boards, 3 steals. And he shot bad from the 3-point line. If he would have made a couple more threes, he went 3 for 10 from three. He would have went 4 for 10, 5 for 10. He would have had over 40 points. So love to see that. Michael Peavy, terrible game in 37 minutes. One of the worst games you could have. I'm not even going to say more than that. Jordan Poole started again. 11 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, and a steal. Bad shooting game for him. He was 3 for 10. Could have had a much better night. Josh Oduro, 12 points, 12 boards off the bench. Trey Alexander, really nice young point guard prospect, 10 points. And Jordan Hawkins with 20 points, 5 boards, 3 assists. But yeah, New Orleans, play the rookies. You ain't going to have one next year. All right, that was uncalled for. Anyway, that's for the Celtics who won in this one. Sam Hauser was back and in full effect. He's like, I don't want to lose my job to Baylor Shireman. 24 points, 6 boards, 4 assists. Great game by Hauser. Nemias Keita, 7 points, 10 boards, and a block. Derek White, 9-5 with the steal, and his numbers are really down. And, you know, Tatum wasn't even there, and his numbers are down. So I don't know what's going on with Derek White. It was in 16 minutes, possibly because of the blowout. Hopefully he didn't tweak anything. And Jaylen Brown, 23 points. He did have 7 turnovers and 1 steal. Jordan Wall started again, 6-1-1 with the steal and block. Nikola Vucevic off the bench, 14-4-5 with a block. Luka Garza, 14 as well, 6 boards, 2 blocks, 1 steal. And Peyton Pritchard, 21-10 assists with a steal. Love those assists from him. I mentioned Baylor Shireman, 9 points, 2 3-pointers. And Hugo Gonzalez, 10 points and 3 steals. And I really think Hugo should be getting more run for this team because he's shown to be a very impressive rookie. Next game, the Sixers beat the Pacers. Can you believe it? 105-94. That was sarcasm. Paul George with 21-5 with a steal. Adembona started, didn't do much. Kelly Oubre, another consistent 15-7 with 4 steals and a block. Love to see that. Tyrese Maxey back on his dominance. 32 points, 8 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals. Love it. BJ Eshkum, 16 points, 9 boards, 3 steals and a block. And Andre Drummond with 10 points, 16 boards off the bench, and a steal. Great game by the Sixers, but no Embiid. If you didn't hear, he's having surgery for appendicitis. He just can't catch a break. Hopefully, he'll be back in time. And if the Sixers are still in it, he can contribute in the playoffs. For the Pacers, Jairus Walker, another really good game. 17 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, and a block. 6-13 from the field. Michael Potter, 13-10, a steal and a block. They're rolling with him as a starter. Ethan Thompson, I told y'all about him last episode. He's just doing very well for an unknown guy. 15 points, 4 boards, 2 steals, 3 assists. Unfortunately, he went 4-10 from the field because he missed like 4 out of 5 3-pointers. He needs to bring it in, but really nice game. Kobe Brown, only 7 points and a steal. Quentin Jackson, 16, 6 assists, 4 boards, and a steal. Talon Peter, 9 points off the bench with the steal. Jay Huff, 8-10 with guess how many blocks? Not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4. 5 blocks for Jay Huff. And it's been a heck of a season for him. No one's talking about him for most improved player, but I think he's leading the league in blocks. So, I mean, he should be considered. And with this weird lineup that the Pacers have been running, there's no consistency. He may start 10 games in a row, come off the bench the next 4, start the next 3, bench the next 4. It's just been very weird. But shout out to Jay Huff. Next game, the Knicks beat the Raptors in a blowout too. 112-95. Brandon Ingram, 16-6 assists with a steal, 4 boards. Scotty Barnes, 15-5 assists with 4 boards. And I told you, see what I told you last game? Ingram, 38 points. Scotty Barnes had like 13. And I tell you, they can't both play great together. That's unfortunate. But what they do is stuff like this. 16 for Ingram, 15 for Scotty Barnes. That's not going to work. 15 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, no steals, no blocks. They are combining pretty much for what Scotty Barnes could do by himself. So they're going to have to find a way for these two guys to work out, or someone's going to have to be moved, and it's not going to be Scotty Barnes. Jakob Poeltl started, did nothing. Jamal Shedd started, did nothing. Jacoby Walter started, 15 points, a steal and a block. Sandro Mamukelashvili, 17 points, 8 boards, and a steal. And my guy, the rookie, did not play. And I told you last game, Colin Maribois, you don't know if it's going to be him, Sandro, Jakob Poeltl. Jakob Poeltl sucked tonight. Sandro went off tonight. And then Colin Maribois was the DNP. So that's why you don't play this late into the season in fantasy. So hopefully y'all are just enjoying the actual season and not stressing out over these DNPs. For the Knicks, Karl Anthony Towns, 22 points, 10 boards, 5 assists. Mikal Bridges, 13 and 3 steals. Jalen Brunson, 29 points, 2 steals. Only 2 assists. He's got to get those assist numbers up. OG did absolutely nothing in 15 minutes. Hopefully he didn't get banged up, but that's not a good sign. Every other starter played 30-plus minutes. OG played 15, so check for him on the injury report. Jordan Clarkson, 10 points and 4 assists. Jose Alvarado, 12 points, 5 boards. They played a lot of people tonight. All right, for the next game, the Magic blew out the Bulls. 127-103. Paolo with 14-9 with 7 assists and 2 steals. Franz Wagner went off, 25 points, 4 assists. Wendell Carter, 11-6 with 1 block. And I've heard he has like a fracture in his finger or foot or something. And he continued to play, so that's good to see. I would sit him out to the playoffs. But I guess he's fine. He can play through it. Desmond Bane, 2 points in 17 minutes, two steals. Hopefully he didn't get hurt, but that's a horrible game for him. Jalen Suggs, 12 points, 4 assists. That's very unlike him as well. Normally he's well-rounded in this category of production, and in only 20 minutes, you got to think this game must have got out of hand pretty, pretty early. For the bench players, Jamal Cain, 20 points, 8 boards, 2 blocks. Gogo Badadze, 15 and 11 rebounds with a steal and 2 blocks. And I told you he needs to be starting over Wendell Carter. I don't know if it'll happen, if the coach is gutsy enough, but it needs to happen. Anthony Black played 19 minutes, had 8 points, 2 steals, and a block. For the Bulls, Montas Bozelas was back, 14 and 8 with 3 blocks and a steal. Leonard Miller, 15 and 7, 4 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, and that is great. You look at both of those guys' production and you say, man, they should have done better than that. They could have done more than that. But honestly, it's a really good game because 3 blocks from Montas, 3 steals for Leonard Miller. It comes together. The points are not there. So if you're in like a points league, you're like disappointed. But in category leagues, both of these guys helped you out a lot. Lachlan Albrick started, and I'm very happy to see that. One of their late second round picks. He did not really prove it on the court that he needed to be starting, but he only had 6 points, 9 boards, 5 assists, a steal and a block. But he didn't shoot much, so he only had 7 attempts. So they really should have seen him earlier. They've been playing Nick Richardson and Gabuselli over Lachlan Albrick. You drafted Lachlan Albrick. You need to see if he can play. They're going to play him the second to last game of the season. It's just more typical Chicago Bulls stuff. Patrick Williams, 8 points and a steal. Rob Dillingham, 13, 4, and a steal. Same with Rob Dillingham. All right, next game. The Bucks defeated the Nets, of course. And guess what? Another blowout, 125 to 108. The Nets played 7 players. That's insane. And I'll start with the leading scorer, Tyson Etienne, 23 points, 4 boards, 2 assists. Ben Sarraf, 15 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, a steal and a block. Malachi Smith, 19 points, 8 boards, 10 assists. EJ Liddell coming off the big game, only 13 and 6 with this one with 4 assists and a steal. Trevon Scott, 11 points, 5 boards, and a steal. Off the bench, Jalen Wilson, 13, 7 and 7 with a steal. And Nolan Treor, 14 points, 3 steals, and a block. Very weird starting lineup for those Nets. For the Bucks, they only played 8 people. Torian Prince, 18 and 10 with 5 assists and a steal. Usman Jang, 12 points, 12 assists, 6 boards. And I got to say, 12 assists for Usman Jang is super, super impressive. And he had 4 turnovers, but still, 12 assists. He's not a point guard. That's crazy. Miles Turner, 13 points, 5 boards, 5 blocks. You love those blocks. And they did notice Cormac Ryan was the bright spot, and they allowed him to start tonight in 34 minutes. He had 28 points, 5 boards, and a steal. And they have found something with Cormac Ryan. And, you know, I think for the future, he's better than Kyle Kuzma. He's better than a lot of the guys on this team, and he needs to definitely be back with the team next year, and hopefully they'll get a good draft pick. Speaking of Kuzma, 8 and 5, Jericho Sims, who had a triple-double last game, I believe, 11 points, 10 boards, a steal, and 2 blocks tonight, and that was it for that game. And if you're not familiar, I just want to remind you, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown presented to you by FanDuel and Sports Ethos. We are a Sports Ethos company. You know, the Box Score Breakdown recaps the games of the night, Monday through Friday. Don't worry, Doc and Brew, if you're listening to the NBA Today podcast, they will be up next with a full, well-rounded, encompassing, broad stroke of this 15-game incredible night of basketball. But if you love the Box Score Breakdown, please like and subscribe so we can keep giving you great content. And back for the games. The Spurs blew out the Mavs 139 to 120. No surprise there. Chris Middleton, 14 points. Marvin Bagley, nothing. Cooper Flagg, 33 points, 6 boards, 5 assists. And like I said, Konkanipa's going down. He's trending down. Cooper Flagg is trending up. We will see if that is clouding the voters' minds. But Cooper is really having a super strong finish to the season. Max Christie, 16 points and a steal. Nembhard, 13 and 7 assists. Off the bench, John Polakidis, again with another good game. 12 points, 4 three-pointers, a steal and a block. And A.J. Johnson finally got some run for this team. 13 points, 2 assists, and a block. Tyler, I would say Dwight Powell did have 11 boards, 2 steals, and a block. For the Spurs, Wembanyama played 26 minutes, had 40 points, 13 boards, 5 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. Julian Champagne, 14 and 7 with a steal and 2 blocks. De'Aaron Fox, 18 and 10 assists. Devin Vassell, nothing. Dylan Harper, 13 and 6 assists with 4 boards and a block. Harrison Barnes off the bench with 15 points. Keldon Johnson, 17 and 6 boards. And Carter Bryant, 12 points, 4 boards, and a block. For the next game, the Nuggets defeated the Thunder in another blowout, 127 to 107. And you wonder why they got blown out? No Shea, no Jalen Williams, no other Jalen Williams, no Chet, no Isaiah Hartenstein. They stat everybody. So they look like one of those tanking teams tonight. Brandon Carlson started. He's a big that's mainly been in the G League. 23 points, 12 boards, and 1 block. And things like this are why the NBA is thinking of expansion. Because that's a great game by a player that doesn't play at all. Lu Dort did nothing. Aaron Wiggins, 13 and 3 steals. Jared McCain started, 15 points. And Nikola Topic started and had 14 points, 11 assists, 4 steals. He did have 8 turnovers, but those are some good stats right there for category leagues. Brooks Barnheiser, 14 and 9 with 2 steals. Kimmridge Williams, 15 and 12 with 2 steals. For the Nuggets, hey, there was no Jokic, no Jamal Murray either. So you got to tell them, you got to give them credit for still winning and blowing the team out when the other team didn't have their guys, they didn't have their guys either. But JV had 23 and 17 with 2 blocks. Tim Hardaway hit 3 threes. Tyus Jones, 3 threes. Bruce Brown, 2 threes, but no, 10 points, 8 boards, 6 assists, and 2 steals. And Julian Strada, tremendous game, 22 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals and a block. David Roddy, 21 points, 2 steals and a block. And who knew David Roddy was back in the NBA? But good opportunity for him to get some run. And Jalen Pickett, 13 points, 4 boards, 4 assists. Next game, the T-Wolves beat the Rockets 136 to 132. Finally, a normal close game. Kyle Anderson, 17 points, 6 boards, 9 assists. And 2 steals. Jalen McDaniels, he's back. 16 points, 7 boards, 4 blocks. Love that. Jean Berenger, 14 points, 4 boards, 2 steals and a block. Would have loved to see him get some more run earlier in the season, but at least he's out there now. DiVincenzo, 18 points, 2 blocks and a steal. After a much long time of doing nothing. Anthony Edwards, 22 points. That's about it for him. 50% from the field. Mike Conley, 9-4 with a steal. Ayo Dosunmu, 15-4. Jalen Clark did nothing. Terrence Shannon Jr. did a lot. 28 minutes, 23 points. No real passing or defensive numbers. But that guy can put it in the basket. And if he's coached right, he can be a really good player for the T-Wolves. But, I mean, a lot of times he's just DMP. All right, Kevin Durant with 33-7-7 with a steal and 2 blocks. Jabari Smith, 16-6 with 2 assists, 2 blocks. Alperen Sengun, 22-6-8 with a block. Josh Okogie did nothing but 2 blocks. Amen Thompson with the game of his life, 41 points, 9 boards, 7 assists, 2 steals. Great game by Amen. Reed Shepard, 12 points off the bench, 3-3. And it's late, y'all. I'm on the East Coast. It's 1:15 in the morning. But here I am giving you content. But if you have questions, just remember, submit them. I'll get to them at the end of the show. I'm not ignoring you. Just wrapping this up first, and I'll get to all your questions. I appreciate you. Now, one of the biggest blowouts you'll ever see, the Utah Jazz beat the Grizz 147 to 101. You heard me right, 147 to 101. And that's a 46-point victory. That's insane. And, you know, I have a shirt on for Memphis today. I was like, maybe they'll do something. Nope. It's a Ja Morant shirt. But it's the last game of the season, so I just want to shout out Memphis because they are tanking their butts off. Because Utah is tanking their butts off, but Memphis is doing it even worse. Derek Whitehead did start for the Grizz, one of my favorite prospects coming out of his draft. 21 points, 8 for 18 from the field, and he shot bad from three-point range. All his misses were pretty much threes. 3 for 10. I wish he would have went 4 or 5 for 10. Toby Okoni, 20 points. Lucas Williamson, 13 and 13 with 4 steals. Nice. Jemai Meshack, 13 points, 15 boards, 14 assists. 2 steals, and yes, he got a triple-double. That is insane, because 3 players got a triple-double tonight in this game, and the Grizz only played 6 players, and some of them were coach's decision. That is weird. Taj Gibson was the coach's decision. Javon Small, coach's decision. It's got to be something more to that. They played 6 players. Insane. But Jemai Meshack, I don't want his triple-double to get overlooked, because 2 guys on the Jazz had a triple-double, and that is history because they were both bench players. But shout out to Jemai Meshack, played every second of the game. Adama Ball had a really nice game, 18 points, 4 assists, a steal and a block. He's a guy that I had as a very highly drafted prospect, and he didn't get drafted at all, but it's good to see him playing with the Grizz. Ryan Rupert did not start for some reason, 16 and 12. With 3 steals and a block, and his last game was tremendous, so weird. Now let's get to the Utah Jazz, the very weird Jazz. Blake Henson started, 30 points and 2 steals. Cody Williams, 14 and 5. Oscar Tshiebwe, 16 points, 22 rebounds, a Taylor Swift amount of rebounds, with a steal and 2 blocks. Kennedy Chandler, another great game, 26 points, 5 boards, 10 assists, 2 steals. And Ace Bailey, 23 points, 10 boards, 3 steals, and a block. And the Jazz only played 2 guys off the bench. And like I said, both triple-doubles. John Contra with a triple-double. 11 points, 11 boards, 10 assists, 5 steals, and 2 blocks. Insanity by John Contra. And Bazem Bing, 27 points, 11 boards, 11 assists, and 3 steals. Insane numbers by the Jazz and the Grizz in the tankathon, but the Jazz pulled this one out. Oh, man, what a game. And they rested Bryce Sensabaugh and didn't play Kevin Love. With 7 players on the roster, you got to play those guys. But, oh, well. Next game, another blowout. 116-97, the Blazers defeated the Clippers. For the Clippers, Kawhi had 24 and 8 with 5 assists and a steal. Derrick Jones Jr., 10 and 1 steal and 1 block. Brook Lopez, 21 and 6. Chris Dunn, nothing. Darius Garland, 16 and 7 assists with 5 boards and 3 steals. Jordan Miller, 15 points, 5 boards, a steal and a block. And everyone played except Bogdan Bogdanovic. Unfortunately, Benedict Mathurin only played 5 minutes. I have to wonder if he got hurt in this one. So hopefully not. For the Trailblazers, Tumani Kamara had been killing it tonight. One of the worst games ever. 5 points, 2 for 13 from the field. A steal in the block, though, but horrible game. Denny Avia, 35 points, 4 boards, 5 assists, a steal in the block. Donovan Klingon, 18 and 13 with 2 blocks. And I think he should be playing a lot more next year because they were doing some crazy things with his minutes, and then it's a long story, but I think he'll be even better next year. Jrue Holiday, 9 points and a steal. Scoot, 9 points, 2 steals. Chris Murray, 10 points and 7 boards off the bench with a steal. Rob Williams, 13 and 10, a steal and a block. And Shaedon Sharpe was back, ladies and gentlemen. Played 15 minutes, 8 points, 4 boards, 2 assists. If you have a game Saturday, you need someone. Shaedon Sharpe is back. Well, I don't know how much he'll play, but that would be a very sleeper-ish type of ad this late in the season. All right, next game. The Kings defeated the Warriors 124 to 118. And the Kings should not be winning games right now. But here they are. Draymond 7-4-6 with the steal. DeSantos 7 points, 6 assists, 2 steals. Porzingis 11-7 with the steal and a block. Steph Curry 11, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 steals. Solid all around the game, just wasn't shooting well. Oh, and enough. Pozgiemski 30 points, 1 steal. Al Horford 10 points, 1 block. Gary Payton, 10 points, 2 steals, and DeAnthony Melton, 17 points, 4 boards, 3 assists. They played everyone except Seth Curry. I'm going to say Steph's brother, Seth Curry, Seth, whatever. Anyway, we'll let Jaden Ivey talk about Steph Curry. Anyway, for the Kings, Precious Achiuwa, only 5-6 with 4 assists and 2 steals and a block. Maxime Raynal, 23 points, 9 boards, 4 assists and a steal. Daquan Plowman, 20 points, 9 boards, 2 steals. Devin Carter, 29-9 with 4 assists, 2 steals and a block. Nick Clifford, 20 points, 6 boards, 6 assists. And off the bench, Malik Monk with 11 points and 2 blocks. No one else really was effective. And for the last and final game, the Lakers defeated the Suns 101-73. Dylan Brooks, 12 points and a steal. Ryan Dunn, nothing. Mark Williams, pretty much nothing. 7-5 with a block. Grayson Allen, 5 points and a steal with 4 boards. Colin Gillespie, 5-5. What a horrible game by the Suns. That's why they only scored 73 points. And there was no Jalen Green. I know he scores and shoots a lot, but not that much. Royce O'Neal with 11-7 with 3 steals. And no one else was effective for the Suns team. Now the Lakers, who were thought to have fallen off with no Luka, no Reeves, LeBron has been stepping it up with 28 points, 6 boards, 12 assists, 4 steals. Rui Hachimura, 13 points. Jake LaRavia, 2 steals, nothing else. DeAndre Ayton, 10-5 with a steal and a block. And Luke Kennard with 19 points, 3 steals. No one off the bench was in double figures. But everyone played. So that's all that matters. That's the only flex you need to have right there. I'll mention Jared Vanderbilt with 6 points and 7 boards. All right. We will go over the players of the night. So let's do that. Let's do that right now. And if you have any questions, I'll get to them right after this. I just want to thank y'all for listening, tuning into the Box Score Breakdown. Let's go over those players of the night. Jalen Duren, 20-9. LaMelo, 27-8. Bam Adebayo, 20-11-8. Bob Carrington, 30 points. Jalen Tyson, because he was back, 15 points, 3 steals. CJ McCollum, 29. Derek Queen, 25-11-3 blocks. Sam Hauser, 24-6. Tyrese Maxey, 32-8. Quentin Jackson, 16-6. Colin Murray-Boyle, 17-8. Cat, 22-10. Jamal Kane, 20-8. Tyus Jones, 23 points. Malachi Smith for Brooklyn, 19 points, 8 boards, 10 assists. AJ Green, 35 points. Yeah. Cooper Flagg, 33 points, 6 boards. Wembanyama, 40-13. Brandon Carlson, 23-12. JV, 23-17. Kyle Anderson, 17-6-9. Amen, 41-9-7. Jemai Mashak, 13-15-14. Bezen Bain, 27-11-11. And like I mentioned, I don't need to mention that. Anyway, a lot of triple doubles tonight is the point. Kawhi Leonard, 24-8. Denny Avia, 35. Brandon Pozinski, 30. Devin Carter, 29-9. And LeBron James with 28 points, 6 boards, and 12 assists. Admiral Nita wanted to give a comment. Thank you for all your great recaps this season. No moves left, but going into the final day with a nice lead. That is awesome. He said, thanks for everything. I'm glad we could help you out with the Box Score Breakdown on Fantasy NBA today. That's what it's all about. You know, I came second place in 2 of my leagues, but I'm playing against Sporzy those guys. So it's to be expected, but we're all doing pretty well. And, you know, to maneuver through these lineup changes, you know, we feel like GMs for real, like who's starting, who's sitting out, who's resting, who just hurt themselves, who just wants to play someone else just for no reason, you know, Indiana, Memphis. But what a great fantasy season. What a great NBA season. It comes with a lot of ups and downs. But I thank you all for sticking with us, listening to the Bicycle Breakdown, following us at Sports Ethos, at Ethos Fantasy NBA, and at William Is Bill. And don't worry, this is not the last you're going to hear of me. I should be back next week. I got some stuff I'm cooking up for you guys with the All Rookie Podcast. You know, just because the season's over, now it's time to dive into the rookie prospects. So once again, I want to thank you guys for listening to the Bicycle Breakdown presented by FanDuel. And until next year, the Bicycle Breakdown and myself are out of here, but it's not over. I'll see you next week. Until next time, peace.